Biden, the first of the line of dictators that is now going to be happening henceforth. Yeah, they can have the pomp and circumstance. Of course, they have like 15 people there and 50 billion Chinese flags, which if you notice, if you look at the pattern, the way it's colored on the national lawn, it looks like a Russian flag.
Wolverines!
That's right. We're going to be talking about resistance movies at the top of the third hour to keep your spirits up. But the propaganda war, folks, it's always been around, but it is going to go into full gear as far as saying Joe Biden is going to save us. Joe Biden is going to make sure that he's going to wrap his arms around this guy, blah, blah. I mean, it's awful. It's awful. But you don't have to worry about it because I'm drudging through all this nonsense with you, and I will not be talking about it. I am taking joy in the fact that Hillary Clinton has to watch for the second time somebody else get inaugurated on her supposed day, which is fantastic. Just seeing her sit there and just brewing at this whole thing. Let's see here. It's all just nonsense. And of course, in 40 minutes, the installation will be complete. And that's just what we're here for, folks. That's what we're here for. Prepare yourself for the stupid executive orders that will be coming down the line. The mask mandate, the federalization or unified strategy, as they call it, in response to COVID. That one is going to include shutting down churches again, at least for a short while. They're going to try and do the 100-day masking challenge. Yeah, I'm going to lose that today. Oops, I lost. But the 100-day masking challenge is going to be dovetailed and tied to the unified approach to COVID, you know, the disease with the 99.97-ish survival rate, taking the mean. And they're going to use that to try and shut down churches through Easter. That's one thing I'm seeing. Because if Biden's target is 100 days, if he starts in February, regime leader Biden, then Supreme Emperor Biden, then that would go through Easter. And if they can get a chance to shut down the churches again, they're going to absolutely take it. So just be prepared for that one as well. Which we talked about before. And we're just kind of what? Not deflated, not angry. This is either going to happen now or in 4 years. Unfortunately, we're going to have to deal with it a little sooner than we had hoped. But in the end, we must take it and we must understand that all the suffering and all the discomfort that we are going to face and suffer is just part of being Catholic, and even my evangelical brothers and sisters as well. But this, here's what I'm going to continue to say. Today is their day, right? It's like Billy Madison when he passed the fourth grade. Billy passed the fourth grade. Oh, what a glorious day. It's going to be like that all day. It's just going to be nonstop, ridiculous. Oh, look how the pageantry. Although, I am going to drop this picture in the chat room from Twitter. Somebody just put this on Twitter, and it's pretty much the funniest picture I think I've ever seen in my life. And you know what? I'm going to put this in the chat room at crusadechannel.com/chat. And I think we can all agree when I post it in there. Let's see. What are you laughing at? You got to go into crusadechannel.com/chat, C-H-A-T, to see what I'm about to post. Because I think you and I and everybody can all agree that we are indeed Bernie Sanders today. And you'll see what I'm talking about if you're in the chat room. Right? We're all Bernie Sanders right now as we're waiting through this whole thing. Just bored. Just bored of the pomp and circumstance of this fake, nonsensical, unjust installation of a senile old man and a whore. Sounds like the beginning of a knock knock joke. I mean, let's be real. It really is the most Washington D.C. ticket ever. Because you have an old man who's been there for too long and a girl that slept her way to the top as your president and vice president. I mean, that's pretty much Washington D.C. in a nutshell. But once again, this is their day. This is their enjoyment. This is it's so amazing. Look at it. Look at the fashion. Oh, my gosh. Yep. Try to rub it in our faces. We're not going to allow them. We're not going to allow them. Although it is kind of humorous to see people like S.E. Coop try to squeeze every bit of Never Trump out of that juice box. Let's be real. The publishing industry and the news media, they should be mourning today because that cash cow, the golden goose, is gone. Nobody cares. Nobody is going to care in 3 months about your newest book about the Trump White House. That was all part of the resistance, bro. Now that he's gone, nobody cares. Oh, look at my new stunning report on President Trump. Nah, nobody. Ex-president. Nah, nobody cares. Nope. Sorry. But they're just going to squeeze that thing, man. They're just going to squeeze it. And it's just going to be empty. And it's going to be delicious as they fade into obscurity. By the way, we all have to realize, too, the illegitimacy of this because Hunter Biden, Hunter Chi-Com Biden, is hanging out on the inauguration stage like nothing happened. Like, congratulations, Hunter. I'm glad somebody in the Secret Service was able to dust you off, throw some water on your face, and clean you up after your latest binge fest last night. To stumble you out on the stage so you can sit behind your dad and be like, where am I, bro? Just let them have their day, man. It's all modernity. This is all modernity. Don't be heartbroken because Trump is gone. Trump was fun. But yeah, it just proves how deep that swamp and that Leviathan and Mordor really is. And yeah, I'm gonna miss Trump and his all of his stuff. And I was much happier with him in office than anybody else because he was the most federalist president since Coolidge. But in the end, it's it. By the way, I'll talk about this too, just for getting it all out of the way. Trump should not form a third political party. Trump is better off creating a financial system to allow people to fight back against this nonsense than he is forming a political party. And especially since the guy has made his name in money being a part of it. He should understand that money has more power than politics. Money drives politics. Why doesn't he just start his own financial institution and then fund his candidates instead of being, you know, that would be the ultimate act of revenge. Create America First financial institution, fund every single person that wants to run against anybody in these positions and beat them. That would be it. These reports of him starting a political party are just foolish. And I don't know. The whole, let me start talking about it. The pardon thing is probably the biggest issue. There's a lot of Monday morning POTUS going on right now. You know, Monday morning quarterback, armchair quarterback. We got a lot of armchair presidents. Oh, I would have pardoned Snowden. I would have pardoned Assange. I would have pardoned the king of London. Dude, you don't even have a clue sitting there behind your keyboard. All right, Tim Pool, of all people, the most milquetoast, non-opinionated man on the internet, and he makes a lot of money for it, called President Trump an effing coward because he didn't pardon Assange. Tim Pool, you don't have the right to call anybody a coward. You have said on multiple occasions that you will not have opinions because you don't want to get booted off of YouTube. So don't come out and be like, oh, he's a coward because he didn't. No. First of all, and Glenn Greenwald calling him a spineless man slinking away. Everybody just shut it, okay? Everybody just shut it in this regard. For the simple reason that you don't know. First of all, here's a reason. Because Trump apparently, he had the fact that he had bad advice, which is the hallmark of the Trump presidency, like Jared Kushner and all those idiots, telling him he couldn't do it. But B, he had the Senate. He had Mitch McConnell blowing up his phone like some ex-girlfriend trying to get back together with him, telling him, you can't do this or we're going to impeach you. Now, they're probably going to impeach him anyway because they're a bunch of low-life vipers. But at this point, after being abandoned by everybody, I at least understand this. Apparently, all these, you know, armchair POTUSes, armchair presidents, don't. Because they haven't sat behind the Resolute desk in the Oval Office for 4 years, getting attacked daily for the crime of being alive. And then seeing no help in the fact that the election was stolen from him. What is he? I mean, yes, some people can be like, well, you know, if it wasn't for Assange, he wouldn't have won. We can't. You know, we can't assume that he won because of WikiLeaks, right? We can't assume that. But I can at least see that President Trump has been battered from pillar to post for 4 years. He just wants to leave. Just wants to be done with it. I get it. I understand. And all these people, I would have fought to the... Shut up! You people won't even have You people won't even have opinions on the internet because you don't want to get banned from places. But you're going to be the one to sign Julian Assange's pardon?